to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hey, Brains. Welcome home. How you doing? I hope everything is good in your world, okay? We have an incredible guest. We are going to welcome a podcaster. Yes, we love podcasters on this show. And she is a cyber intel specialist. She's brilliant. Her name is Trina L. Martin. Are you wondering how to achieve the next level in your life? Do you have the passion that you think is impossible to achieve? Well, Trina Talk is a weekly podcast that will inspire and empower women of all ages and all stages of their life to strive for the impossible. The host, Trina L. Martin, is a motivational speaker, U.S. Naval officer, and a woman of color in STEM, who is persistent about helping people reach their dreams and their goals without the support system that she needed. Trina will share wisdom, and you'll gain from it, her experiences, her mistakes. She's going to encourage you. Brains, help me welcome her to the edge. How are you, Trina? Trina L. Martin.
I'm doing great, April.
Well, Officer Martin, I'm so glad to have you here on the edge with me and my Brains. I love the fact that you are doing what you're doing. So we're going to bob in and out and weave back and forth because you have a great, great, compelling story. But you are a podcaster, and I love that. You know, so many people out there hating, but we're trying to collaborate and we're trying to create some wins because people want information. 56% of the information they get, they know is crap, so they want to edit and filter with great podcasts. Tell me how you started podcasting of all things.
April, well, you know, it's funny. So before I go into my story of today, so back in 2008, when podcasting first came online, I said, you know what, I want to do that. And at the time, I was a computer programmer. I was in the tech space and doing some different things. And I said, oh, I can do this. So I got my little microphone and went into iTunes and I recorded and wondered why no one was listening. Well,
right,
I didn't realize that it was much more to do than just getting on and recording something on my computer. So that kind of deterred me then. So funny how time goes by. Last year, I decided to do podcasting as a way to brand myself, doing with my speaking and things like that and coaching. And I figured, well, podcasting would be a way for people who couldn't see me in person to actually get to listen to me every week. And I love podcasts. I know I have several that I listen to, you know,
mm-hmm.
yours is one of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I love podcasting.
I do too, because again, it's different. It's authentic. It's raw. We make mistakes. We ask strange questions, but people are looking for that. They don't want the perfection or the replication of what's going on in mainstream media. What is your show based about? What is your target market and audience?
Well, I started out with my target audience being women, but the base and the foundation of my podcast is inspiration, motivation, inspiration for people who want to just achieve that next level in their life, whatever that may be. I mean, you may be working and be going through some crap on your job, and you're like, you know what, I just need to listen to something that helped me get through this week. Or you may be someone that's trying to go into leadership and need some leadership inspiration or some tips or advice, things of that realm. I want to be a voice of positivity because there's so much crap out there, as you know, in the world
mm-hmm.
today, and
mm-hmm.
so many things that, you know, keep us off-centered that I say, you know what, I don't want to add to the madness. I want to be a place where people can go and refuel and recharge when they need it.
Well, that is great. That is really great. Now, talking about refueling and recharging and motivating and inspiring, you're doing all of that as a naval officer. Congratulations. I tip my hat to you to thank you for your service and for your dedication. My husband's retired Navy girl. I know the struggle is real.
It is. It is. And I thank you for your support on both ends.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But, you know, tell me, what does that world look like? You know, you slip on that hat, you are a woman, you are a high-profile ranking officer, you're dealing with government secrets, and then how does that look? How do you take that hat off and then try to inspire people? How do you work a balance there?
You know, it's funny. It's difficult in some ways. In some ways, it's not. One of the things is I'm proud to be a naval officer. I've been in the military for almost 30 years now. Mm-hmm. I actually served 14 of the 30 as an enlisted person. So I worked my way up from E1, nobody, up to where I am today.
Wow.
And I like the fact that I am a woman of color, a senior ranking officer, so you don't see a lot of that. But I pride myself on the fact that my enlisted folks that work with me, they like coming to me because I'm real. I don't think I'm better than them because I've been where they've been. So it's easy for me to inspire them, and it's easy for me to say, hey, you know what, I know where you're going, you know what you're going through, because I've been there. And
right.
I think they appreciate that instead of somebody, and this is not knocking the Naval Academy or the West Point graduates of the world, but
no.
People don't look at them as the same. When you come through the ranks, people like that. They value that than just saying that you were somebody who just went to the Naval Academy and here you are walking in as the officer and they've been there for, you know, 10, 15 years and you just got out of school a year ago and you're their
girl,
officer.
No, the cold piece is when you have been one that have been to battle. You know,
exactly.
You done went there and you actually shot the gun and been in the field and ate the MREs or whatever
mm-hmm.
you call them, all of that. See, when you're down in the trenches versus somebody, again, like you said, that is college educated, and then they slide on in as a senior officer. So I think that what you're doing is phenomenal. It's grassroots, and there's going to be a lot of women that are looking up to you. And that's one other question I want to ask you. You know, a lot of women come back from their service or tour duty, and they have a different type of PTSD. They've experienced a different experience. And what I'm finding here working with some of the veteran groups that I've worked with on the female side is that there's a gaping hole for that understanding. You know, we're all soldiers in the battlefield, but when we come back, it's a little different. Do you ever find that you hear that in your community as well?
Yes, and actually I experienced that myself after I came back from being deployed after 9/11. It was I left my son, who is the youngest of my two, he wasn't even 2 years old yet before I left. And I left and I was gone for 2 years.
Oh.
Well, during that time, you know, children develop, they speak. Well, my son wouldn't speak for like the first 2 years of his life. And
wow.
We wondered what was wrong with him, if he had developmental issues, things like that. And the doctor said, no, there's nothing wrong with him. He'll talk when he wants to talk. And I said, okay. But coming back home, it was very different because here I was gone 2 years of my children's life. So I missed some of the pivotal moments. My son, when I got home, he had started talking, so I was like, wow, when did this happen? So your household's different, you know, the dynamic's different, and then also coming back, I ended up getting a divorce, which is very common for people serving in the military. Once they get deployed, a lot of times they come home, and that life has changed, and, you know, I had the divorce. I had, you know, where my ex, you know, wiped out the bank accounts and the money and things like that, so... yeah, it's a PTSD of a different form, but women go through it, and a lot of women like me that have children that they left behind, that's pretty critical.
Yeah, it is. And so that conversation needs to be had or included in the current programs that we fight so hard for to maintain our veterans, you know, their rights, their dignity, and their benefits and their benefit packet. So, girl, let's fast forward. Tell me what is going on in the world of podcasts. And let me tell you what's going on the edge, okay? I am doing the M-O-S-T. I have international guests from all over the world. I've got Germany and Sweden and Costa Rica and Africa. I went in and looked at my stats. I have 33 different countries. It's incredible. So tell me, what are some of the things that you find exciting? What are you chasing with your podcast? Are you looking to grow your audience? Are you trying to have international appeal? What are you doing?
I want all of that. I want to be like you when I grow up, April.
Oh, girl, please. We got something to learn from each other.
I do. I want the international guests, and I've had international guests on my show, but I want to be a name in podcasting, and I'm looking to grow my audience. I'm looking for, you know, listeners all around the world. I've had people from Germany, Australia, from the UK. I've had people from all over. So that's been very, very interesting. And me being a person who have traveled the world, I love talking to other people from around the world. And I think my listeners value that because you're getting a totally different perspective from someone from a different culture or a different walk of life. And that all adds to the experience of podcasting, and especially when you're talking about inspiration and motivation, that's it right there.
Right. Well, let me throw in some tips. Let me tell you, podcasters, something. We both have an opportunity to, you know, to really educate you on something that we've been doing for a long time. Podcasting ain't for punks, okay? You got to be consistent. Really, you got to be consistent. If you have an audience and a fan base and people, you know, people are expecting you to be on the show, you can't not be showing up for 2-3 weeks. You lose that audience. You lose that momentum. The second thing is recycle your shows. Goodness gracious, it's brand new to the person who's never heard it. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're correct about that.
Absolutely, and it takes the stress off you. It gives you an opportunity and frees you up to create new content. Be consistent. Know how to interview your guests. Give them some real turnkey approaches. And let's talk about monetizing. Everybody wants to monetize their show. Well, you can't monetize if you don't treat your audience well. You have to go in and like your fan base. You got to keep that algorithm high. If you see that you have a great show, go ahead and boost it or throw some money behind it. It only makes you look better. You know, if you can get a sponsorship from someone, work out a barter sometimes, that's good. Work out maybe a website, but there's always an ROI. So get your hustle on. Don't just be working for somebody for free, because that's called slavery or volunteering. So give my brain some of your tips. What are some of the things as far as you would think to maybe kind of grow your audience and monetize your business from your perspective?
I agree with everything you said, but one of the things that I've found that works best for me is to have value, have interesting content. Don't just do it to be doing it and just putting out any old thing because you're saying, okay, well, I got to be consistent, so I'm just going to do this because it's Thursday. Add value, and that's one of the things I love the most. When I get feedback on social media from listeners that said that was a great episode or I really like this person that you had, that's where you know that you're making a change, and that's how you monetize when people are finding value in what you're putting out.
Absolutely, absolutely, because they don't want no sloppy seconds. You're representing their name and you know their business, and you're building a relationship with them, because there's nothing like relationship capital. I mean, you can't put a price on that. It's not always the dollar amount. Money sometimes can get in the way. It's about the value that each one of you bring to the table and how you honor one another. So what's on the horizon for Trina L. Martin? You know, what are you doing now in the world? Where are you going?
I am writing a book right now, so that I hope to be out before the end of the year. And that in my speaking engagements, and I'm going to keep Trina Talk going, maybe add a second podcast on, I don't know. But right now the big thing is the book is in the works.
Okay, and what's going to be in the pages of the book?
Basically, it's going to revolve around, I'm going to give steps, not to give the book away, but I'm going to give you some steps on how to create the life that you really deserve to have.
Okay. Now let me put you on the spot. Do you have the life that you truly deserve to have?
I'm pretty much there. I've okay. let go a lot of things that were holding me back, and yeah, I think I'm pretty much there.
Okay, all right. Well, I need you to get there so far that we're going to have to tether you down. How about that? So tell my brains how they can get in contact with you and listen to Trina Talk on a podcast.
Okay. Well, Trina Talk is on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all those other platforms that you can listen to podcasts on. My website is TrinaMartin.com if you're looking for speaker. And I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook. Those are the two that you can direct message me in. And I also do YouTube videos, and I'm doing some Instagram.
Wow, Brain, she is all over the planet. Can you give my brains a word of encouragement or inspiration that we can close with?
I would say, and this is one of my favorite quotes that I always use, and it is, it always seems impossible until it's done. And that quote is by Nelson Mandela, and nothing is impossible. My thing is just get out there and try it and do it and keep on trying until you succeed.
As they say, try, try, and try again. And I think that you are trying real hard to help us to get clear with some cyber intelligence. We didn't really get into that. Boy, I sure wanted to. But thank you, Trina, for coming here on The Edge. I value you, my sister. I honor you, what you do. If there's anything I can do to help thrust you forward, please know that The Edge is the place to come. And I thank you so much for being here today, okay?
Thank you, April, for having me.
All right, brains, I need you to do your duty. It's your responsibility. Stand at full attention as we are definitely exiting with an officer, a naval officer. I need you to be motivated. I need you to be inspired. I need you to have a voice of positivity, and it needs to reverberate all around the planet until we talk again. Be good.